This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm very happy to have Helen Flynn join me again this morning. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
So great advice last week. Thank you very much for that. And folks, yeah, if you missed it, Helen had some sage advice about when it's time to think about making your move. And you can listen to our podcast at Spotify or iHeartRadio. Just type in Eric Stewart Real Estate Radio, and you will find our shows there. This is the second half of our show, and we call this our senior solutions portion of the show, for right-sizing your home. Helen, I'd like for you to share a story today about one of your current clients and what you're experiencing with them in this current market.
Well, it's a very different market than what we've experienced in the past. Starting from the beginning of working with them, the questions were, and this goes back a good year in time, what do they need to do with the house before they put it on the market that will be valuable? And these are folks that are moving into retirement. They've been in the home a number of years. The kitchen's been updated. It's gorgeous. But it's a home that's had a family living well for 20 some odd years. So we walked through the house, and some of the typical questions were about the carpet. And I gently tried to say, you might want to think about, and the lady just laughed and said, yeah, we're replacing it. You don't have to, you don't have to be kind. And, but you know, we don't see all of those things when we live in a house over a period of time. We get used to just walking past that spot on the stair. But taking care of the carpet is one thing, or the touching up the paint. But what I see a lot of lately are a lot of plants, both real and artificial. And while they make a room very warm and homey, they don't have that same effect for someone coming in and looking for a 2021 home. They date a home. So as heartbreaking as it is for some people, I do suggest that maybe they make a gift of some of these plants to some folks that would really enjoy them. And that the artificial ones, I don't know if they'd make a gift, but we could do something with them. We could figure that out. But it takes time to get ready. Mm-hmm. And then once those things are ready, we bring the stager in, and the stager may have some suggestions. But little by little, over the course of a year, people are getting rid of things. And it was very hard this year with nobody taking donations, basements and garages kind of filled up with things waiting to be donated, but I understand they are taking them today. So that's another big piece of it. And as they do that, the house becomes more open. We begin to see where some flaws might be that we need to take care of, but there's also an emotional letting go of the house. As you start to take out some of the things that have always been there, you are starting to release the emotional attachment to the house, and that's a good thing. I often tell my people, keep your eye on the ball, keep your eye on where you're going. That will help you get through this process, which can be very tedious at times, very painful at times. But keep looking toward the end goal. So give yourself enough time to get ready. Know that it will be a little bit different with the COVID situation. You won't have the crowds of people coming through unless you have an open house. And we'll make sure that you and your home and your buyers are well protected.
Fantastic advice, as always. Helen, buyers are our buyers are coming to us now, and we're going through the basic qualifications of motivation, money, and timing to come to terms with how we can help them achieve their goals. We do the same thing with home sellers. Essentially, is when do you want to achieve the goal of making a move? And many of our home sellers who've been in their homes many years, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Right.
I don't have a target. I'm trying to figure it out. Like we talked about last week, we talked about having a sense of how to make the move from one house to the next is looking at different options, either whether it's living with your kids or moving to a retirement community or buying your own place, maybe smaller. Once you have a target, then the motivation becomes much clearer.
Yes.
Exploring that can be scary because it puts feet to the process when you actually start the process of looking at options and then evaluating them. Don't be afraid of that. We are a team of real estate agents, seniors real estate specialists here at the Eric Stewart Group. And Helen and myself and the other 10 realtors that are in our group are available to chat with you, help you think through what is on the other side of the bridge for you. And, you know, even though you're not ready to sell, use our capabilities in consultation to help you understand better what that looks like. We want the relationship with you more than anything, and we want to provide the excellent advice that you need that we can give you, because this is what we focus on. This is what we do at the Seniors Real Estate team at Eric Stewart, Senior Solutions Group, right? So Helen is the brand ambassador. She brings such insight into this. You want to add something to that? We've got about a minute left here. Yeah.
I was just going to say I left an appointment this week, and it was such a good feeling. The folks weren't anywhere near really to make a move, and really didn't have plans of where they were going. But they had such a sense of relief. And I felt as if I had done something worthwhile by giving them a plan of action, by narrowing things down so that they knew exactly what to do and in what order to do it. And it just made the whole process, instead of this overwhelming cloud of, I need to do this and I need to do that and I need to do the other thing, it made it much clearer and much more doable. And that's what we're about.
Well said. Well, thank you, Helen. And thank you all for listening. I'm Eric Stewart, the host of the show, and we want you to contact us today to have that initial conversation by phone or in person to discuss your home sale. You can call us now at 800-900-9104, and either Grace or Louise will pick up your call and we'll get right back to you. Again, that's 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.